Al Jazeera Podcasts.
Police in Paris have entered France's prestigious Sciences Po University and removed student activists who'd occupied its buildings. The school's rejected demands by protesters to review its relations with Israeli universities. Dozens of students have been staging a sit-in in response. Six of them have gone on hunger strike. Well, in the United States, President Joe Biden's called campus protests against Israel's war on Gaza chaos and has said order must prevail. His comments follow one of the largest police raids on a Palestinian solidarity camp since demonstrations began across the country a few weeks ago. At least 200 protesters were arrested at the University of California, Los Angeles. Tensions on college campuses have risen since police moved in to clear encampments. In Gaza, 26 people have been killed and a further 51 have been injured because of Israeli attacks over the last 24 hours. The death tolls include at least 7 Palestinians in a residential area north of Rafah. A family home there was targeted. Israel's increased its bombing campaign in and around Rafah, despite international pressure not to launch a military offensive in the city. Let's go to Hani Mahmoud, who's joining us from Rafah in southern Gaza. Hani, tell us more about this strike on the family home.
Yes, Rob. Well, people across Rafah City are still absorbing and waking up from the shock of what happened as early hour of this morning, about 3 a.m., 3:30 a.m. early hour of this morning, where in a house was targeted and severely damaged, partially destroyed, where people inside this house, 7 people are reported killed, mostly children from one family. The only survivor of this attack was the father. Everybody else in the family was killed in the attack.
Orthodox Christian worshippers are marking Good Friday in occupied East Jerusalem. This year, the celebrations have been overshadowed by Israel's war on Gaza. Thousands of people in Yemen are holding a demonstration of solidarity with Palestine. Some of the central areas of the capital Sana'a are packed with Yemenis holding flags and chanting in support of Palestinians in Gaza. A Houthi military spokesman says they're going to keep up their campaign against ships they say are linked to Israel. The UK has announced a second round of sanctions targeting Israeli settlers in the occupied West Bank. Sanctions are being imposed on 4 prominent far-right individuals. Their assets in the UK are being frozen and they're going to be barred from travelling to the country. Also on the target list are 2 groups which they've said want to expel Palestinians from their land. The UK government says there's been an unprecedented rise in settler violence over the past year.
After mass arrests and police crackdowns on protests, where does the U.S. student movement for Gaza go from here? That's The Take by Al Jazeera. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.